Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, mobile.
For VWA, mobile.
VWA, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, mobile. How you doing?
I'm just soggy. It hadn't been raining but about 30 or 40 minutes, and I'm already ready for it to quit.
You know, you gotta have a plan B on these rainy days. You know, you gotta have you some chili and some sourdough bread and butter. Some good set of movies like, you know, 24-hour marathon of 007 set up. You know, this is a hunker down day.
Right, but here I am, out working.
Hey, you know, hats off to you, man. It's something to be out on the roads. I'm actually on the road, and we're on the way to the market right now. You know, covers a bear, so, you know, got to grit and bear it and get out there. I'm not even wearing a raincoat. I don't have an umbrella or a hat, so I'm going to be wringing myself out as soon as I get into the store.
I hear you. This is Steve on this end. Who we got over there?
And I'm with my lovely bride, Letha, and we live over on the east side of Greenville.
Used to live on the east side of Greenville. What area? In Taylor's, or where at over the east side?
With Taylor's. We're just right off Pelham Road, not far from Pelham Road School and the Sims Branch Library.
Used to live in Devinger.
Used to live in Foxcroft, man.
Well, small world. Yeah, I live, I tell you what, it just got too many ants on the anthill. Too much, and it just got too crowded down there for me. So I live about 4 miles south of Highway 11 off a new cut road now.
I'm with jealousy, my man. You're up in God's country. Good for you, my friend. I'm telling you. Hats off to you for that move. It is getting pretty crowded around here. I can't go outside without hearing an ambulance or siren somewhere in the distance.
Tell you what. When I first moved up there, and that was in 2017, a heavy Friday afternoon traffic jam for us on New Cut Road out in front of the house was about 2 to 3 cars a minute passing by.
6 cars a second passing by us on Pelham Road. We try to turn out of our neighborhood.
Well, I feel for you. But you know what? You're probably happy there, and I'm happy where I am. So, you know, that's what makes the world go round. I tell you, though, anytime I try to go somewhere in Greenville County, everything is delineated these days by, well, is it on the north or the south side of 85?
Yeah, true that, man. 85 is a death trap these days, it seems like. I try to avoid it at all costs, that border road, but it's getting to the point where you just can't avoid some of these roads because the urban sprawl is, it's spreading out and like a mold or something. But that's just the way it is now. But once we roll into the driveway and get into the house, it's our little sanctuary.
What you mean? Well, and that's something else I like about my place up there. My driveway is 1,600 feet long, and I can sit on my front porch in my birthday suit and nobody'd ever know or care.
Some good setup there, it sounds like. Well, we're rolling up to the Audis right now, so say a prayer for me. The rain's picking up, so I'm gonna get drenched.
Sound like a young fella. Run between the raindrops and stay dry. Listen, I enjoyed the QSO. You take it easy. 73's K and 4 VWA. Kurt, take it easy. I'm clear.
Heidi, clear on your last. I'll be 73, K's, Kilo Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike.
How you doing today? N4DJC.
Well, Kurt, I'm wet. You know, salt dissipates and sugar melts, and I'm just about to melt.
Okay. That'll have to work, I guess.
My wife tells me I'm a sweetheart.
I think anybody else's opinion actually matters then, Steve.
Well, once the boss has spoken, that's all that counts for me. You know, that's where I get my marching orders from. How you doing, Jerry?
I troubled my hip and pelvis where I fell a few weeks ago at the Universal Studios. I'm doing a lot better now. I really am still kind of a little stiff, but thankfully I didn't break anything. They thought I broke my hip once, and then with the orthopedic, he thought I might have broken my pelvis in two places, and came back after the CT scan, said it was just, they call it bone marrow edema, which is basically a bruising. He said just go as the pain allowed. I'm not taking anything right now, so I'm feeling a lot better, but I've still got another week or so to go before I get back to where I feel 100% comfortable going up downstairs, that sort of thing.
Jerry, I know I hadn't said anything to you, but I'm sure somebody else has said stuff to you about not trying to jump those ditches like you did when you were young.
Well, I don't think they have to worry about that too much. I got, we're down there, probably about 2 weeks, two or 3 weeks ago this past Monday. I'd already walked about 4 miles down there, and it was good. It gotten up to about 87. I didn't have them long pants instead of shorts, and I got kind of overheated, and I was tired. Both dogs were kind of biting me a little bit, and I stumbled over my own feet and fell hard on the concrete. I didn't think I really hurt that much at first, but later on in the day it started hurting. I put another 4 miles on it, 9 miles the next day. If I'd had any sense, I'd have gone ahead and seen about it then and take it a little bit easier, but I dodged a bullet that time though, Steve. I'm a lot more cautious about what I do now, but I was really lucky I didn't have a serious injury at my age.
Now, Jerry?
21. Matter of fact, I was down there on my birthday. I just had got back on my birthday the day after, on the 24th of March, so I stayed in the doctor's offices all day on my birthday. My primary care physician, and she sent me over to get me a referral over at Blue Ridge, and luckily they have a urgent care clinic right here about 2 miles up from my house, and I just drove on from my doctor in Harlan on over there, and they saw me right in there and then did x-ray and scheduled me for a CT scan on the following Monday, so I got all that done in a matter of a week. But it was It wasn't a good day. My birthday this year wasn't a good day. But, of course, I guess it was a good day because it wasn't anything that did any surgery or anything like that.
Thank goodness it wasn't any worse than what it was. About this time, back in the fall, I stepped out on my back porch, and about 30 inches down to the lower patio, and I got my feet tangled up in the dark in a step stool, and I fell on my side. I thought I was a goner, buddy, but it was all black and blue all over my right side. It's tough, and you got to remember, you remember Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer when Yukon Cornelius fell with the Bumble? Well, at our age, bumbles don't bounce.
Right, most of mine was concentrated on my hip, too, which it didn't bother me at first. I mean, it was hurting, but, you know, it started hurting on the inside of my thigh. That's not a good sign. Usually that's a sign of a more serious hip injury or pelvic injury. I was hoping I hadn't broken anything, because that's not good. I guess that was a little tougher than I thought it was, but yeah, luckily it wasn't. I just fell from the same level. I didn't fall further, and that's the first time I've fallen in probably about 10 years. But I was just exhausted, I guess, and it was really crowded down there. But kids decided they were going to go take the grandkids, and then And I wanted us to come with them. We didn't know whether we'd be able to go again. I'd never been to Universal. It was really crowded down there, and that's a lot smaller park than Disney is. But the kids had a great time, and we had a pretty good time, too, but it was a lot of walking, man. 8 or 9 miles a day is a lot for old folks.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, I tell you what, I'm hoping that with my new grandson, he's 6 months old now, I'm going to still be in pretty good enough shape where I can take him fishing. I don't know about the Disney and all that, but I'll tell you something. The way Disney's doing lately, I've blocked them off of my streaming TV. I'm not going back to Disney. I ain't going to support them, anything like that.
Yearly ritual for us, Steve, back in the 70s to go down there for a few days, and because I had a hard time getting off for a week, I could get off 3 or 4 days, you know, and that's what we do. We'd fly down there and spend 3 or 4 days, and we had been in probably about 15 years or so, and it was a lot different, you know, back in those days than it is now. The last time we went there was in 2015. And it was not exactly the same, but it wasn't like it is now. I'd never set foot in the place again now. And Universal, you know, I just remember the good times we had down there back in those days, and you know, we won't be back there again. We may not travel to Florida again anyway. We drove down there this past time, and it was a 9-hour drive. I didn't have a big problem with it, which kind of surprised me. But yeah, I ain't lost anything down there. I've been to Universal, and the grandkids, I don't know if they like the Harry Potter stuff and some of the other things down there, but I doubt very seriously we'll go back again, but I definitely won't be going back to Disney. I'm done with them.
Well, I tell you what, the state of Florida's about done with them, too. You do know that when Disney came to Florida and set up down there, that the area inside Disney and all the property that they control, they have their own little government, and they have their own tax-free zone because of all the money they bring into the state. Well, that was way back when they first set that thing up. Well, now that Disney's been pulling what they've been pulling, the governor down there is just about to revoke their, renew their status, which means they're going to have to start paying hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes to the state of Florida.
Give those carve-outs to big corporations like that from time to time for give them a tax break for so many years, but they kept renewing it. And I didn't go down there when it first opened, but my wife's parents did. You know, probably the first year it was open, but when we always enjoyed, you know, for the kids, you know, Magic Kingdom, that sort of thing. We always liked Epcot because of had great food down there. It wasn't quite as crowded. And the last time we were there, the grandkids, they probably could have been a little bit older, but they both seemed to really enjoy it. But they really liked the Universal. Like I said, it wasn't my cup of tea. It's a generational thing, Steve, you know how it is. But we'll just have fine remembrances of what Disney was at the time. And I bet Walt's spinning in his grave if that's possible. But, they changed the whole attitude. And that tax status, man, that self-government thing, I read that whole deal, and that is a big, big deal down there. And when they start poking around with Ron DeSantis, they're poking the wrong bear there.
Poking the wrong bear? You talking about Disney poking the government?
They start poking DeSantis, you know, the governor down there. They're poking the wrong bear because he bites. He don't mess around.
Yes, sir. You're right, and I appreciate that. I mean, hey, he does what he says, and he says what he's going to do. I mean, does what he says he's going to do. So, you know he's positioning himself for a run, don't you?
He and continue. The two, I think, that are probably are trying to position themselves for radio, since his wife had cancer, DeSantis kind of backed off on a little bit, but I think she's in remission now. I think it all depends on his wife's health. I think there'll be probably two or three there, but Pompeo and DeSantis and Nikki Haley is trying to get her name in the mix, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of hers.
Got some skeletons in her closet that don't look too good either. But I tell you what, I do like DeSantis. But anyhow, well, that's 2¾ years from now. Well, 2¼ years from now, we'll just have to see how things shake out, huh?
What do I think? How you doing on your flying? I haven't heard you and Dave talking a lot about it. I guess the weather hadn't been very good for the last week or so, but what you doing on your flying now?
Wind has been up so much that, you know, I would say I'm a, I'm not a beginner, and I've gotten to where I'm moderately proficient, but I just don't care for flying into higher winds, and, you know, between that and having a bad head cold last week, I'll tell you, I haven't been in the air in probably 10 days.
That wind was bad in Orlando when we were down there a few weeks ago. This hadn't been real calm. It was bad Sunday, too. It was a beautiful day, but that wind was kind of, well, as bad as it has been. But just, you know, when it gets over about 4 or 5 miles an hour, I never felt like I could, you know, when I was, you know, doing the RC flying, I never felt like I could control my aircraft very well. Hopefully when it dies down here in a few weeks, you'll be able to get back out there and maybe some of this pollen, this rain, maybe watch some of this pollen away too, because it was terrible Sunday, I know. And yesterday was a nice day too. It was a little bit windy yesterday, but not as bad as it has been earlier. I'd love to get back into it, but I just don't wish it's too far for me to drive to get to the field up there. If I lived in Greenville, I'd probably do it, but that extra 40 minutes is a little too much.
It's just a dirty, rotten shame that we got to sit back and start calculating cost of being able to go and do something as simple as that. You know, this thing with the fuel, well, I'm going to put my soapbox away. I ain't going to start in on that. But it's just wrong, and it ain't necessary.
Not so much for me. My car got over 44 miles to the gallon. I don't even have a hybrid on the road to Florida and back, but it's not so much that. It's just the time, Steve. I mean, it's hard. You know, once you get retired, other people find things for you to do. That's basically the way it is with my wife, Lena, and I. We get other people, you know, we don't have as much free time as we thought we were going to. And also, I had my eye exam this past Saturday, and hoping I'm going to get some new glasses and improve it some, but I don't feel comfortable driving in the evening anymore at night, and you know, especially when it's raining. My driving during daytime is fine, but when it gets dark and it gets rainy, I get to have a hard time, and she does too, but she's a little better than I am. But, you know, the gas is not as big a deal as the time is, but the gas is a big deal for somebody like you and, you know, Patrick and some of the other guys that spend their time on the road, especially if you got to buy diesel fuel. But that's all self-inflicted wounds, Steve.
It is, and it is just not necessary. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how Patrick's doing it, man. His cost, I bet you he's spending $150 a day in fuel.
Good. And, yeah, see, they don't get, you know, that break just doesn't. Yeah, I know you remember this. You're old enough to remember. You remember back when we had the gas crisis back in the late 70s, early when they had the embargo. You know, diesel fuel got down where it was pretty cheap, and a lot of people bought. You know, the guys that Lynn worked for, they were actual builders, but they had apartment complex that she managed for years in Rock Hill. They bought diesel Oldsmobiles, and I had a diesel Volkswagen at that time because I could get 40 miles per gallon, plus diesel fuel was cheaper than gas, so now it's vice versa.
Let me tell you something. How they can justify charging more for diesel? I mean, diesel's always been a garbage byproduct of gasoline. I mean, it's always at the tail end of it. And, hey, well, yeah, that's another one that's got me bugged real bad. So, tell you what, we're hitting all the buttons today, Bubba. So, well, listen, I'm just about to get down here to Fountain Inn, where I'm headed, and I got to go in and collect some funds that I'm owed, and then I got to get back over to Spartanburg to do a couple of things. So it's just never ending. Everything's all spread out. So, well, anyhow, Jerry, don't be jumping any more ditches. Don't be jumping, you know, just getting out of hand there, feller. Take it easy. 73 is KN4VWA. I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, Steve, no more cartwheels, I promise. Good talking to you. Be careful out on the road day. Great talking to you again. We'll talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE. KO4QLG, KO4NUE. NUE, negative contact, I'm clear.
NUE, KN4VWA.
WA, KO4NUE, go ahead, bud.
Are you out and about?
Yeah, I'm down here in Easley.
What's it doing over there?
It's putting it down pretty good. A lot of lightning.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm down here at Fountain Inn, and it has just started popping lightning real good. And today is not even supposed to be bad. Tomorrow is supposed to be the rough one.
Well, it's been pretty active. And like I said, I don't know, it's putting it down pretty good. I got the wipers on medium, if that means anything.
Yep. Well, did you get Chandler straightened up?
I did. I got him the best I could with what he had. But he's up and running, and that's all I could do, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Well, listen, I know it's probably not going to mean a whole lot, but I was at 85 there at the outlets at Gaffney, and I can't remember that highway right there, but anyhow, it's right there, first exit as you go into Gaffney, and I used my reverse, and I just barely had a little bit of signal tweak when I turned the squelch all the way off. So, you know what I'm talking about.
I got you. I was, at the same time, I was south of, you know what, I'll talk with you about that on cell phone. I got something I need to tell you anyway. But at any rate, listen, I'm almost at my destination, so let me get on out of here, bud. And I appreciate the info, though. But I hope Chandler's about the best I could get him with what he had, over.
Remember right, he didn't have but a 25-watt radio. You're just not going to do a whole lot as far as where he is trying to hit the Tron repeater with that.
You're right, but at any rate, listen, I'm getting ready to destinate, so let me get on up, but 73's, have a good day, Steve, and be safe coming back this afternoon. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, the best advice I can give you is be a fleet foot, run between the raindrops. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
4VWA, N4WRO.
Drops are falling on my head, and just like that. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, it's definitely doing that over here south of Easley. Got a little lightning and thunder, and coming down pretty good. But your comment as to why diesel shot up in price, do you know why it did?
I am going to imagine that it's because of government regulation and the actual fuel having to be filtered down to so many parts per million for purity so that it would run cleaner.
Well, that's, you're kind of on the right track. But when they mandated the low sulfur diesel, that's when the price jacked up because of two things. Well, one, they had to filter it more, take more sulfur out of it. And two, sulfur was a lubricant. So now they got to put additives in to put the lubricant back into the diesel. So there again, there's more cost for production.
Well, I'm just sitting here having a daydream about how nice things could be without government stupidity.
Yeah, but if you remember back at about 2007, that's when they mandated the low sulfur diesel. And you couldn't get the other stuff, and the price went up, what, 70 cents a gallon or something like that back when that happened. But my wife said she seen it up at Ingles today for $4.79.
Listen, there at the height of the worst part of it, I was having to pay $5.09 for it. And as I said, there is no justification.
I agree. But yeah, I just heard you sitting there talking. I'm sitting here looking at the radar, see what's happening. Talking on this little TYT on the mobile antenna stuck over there.
Phone call come in, bud. I'm going to have to jump. So, listen, try to run between the raindrops and stay dry. I'll talk to you soon. K4VWA, I'm clear. Happy final.
We'll catch up to you sometime later. I'm going to go ahead and shut this off, get some things done. N4WRO, we're clear.